Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Ben Turney, who's CEO at Kavango Resources. How are you today, Ben?
I'm excellent. Thanks, Zach. Very good news this morning.
Well, it was very good news. It has been suggested to me that one has to have a degree in geology to be fully au fait with what it means, but I think you will correct me.
Well, to be fair, I agree with that point. When we put these announcements out, we've obviously got multiple audiences that we have to cater for. Our retail investors and the market is a very important audience, but we've also got a very technical crowd that we also have to promote to now, because this project has just escalated up the value chain quite significantly. So the announcements we put out, they have to be at a high enough technical threshold so that serious players and serious people can see the great work that our team has done and what we've achieved in the field so far.
So for non-Mensa members, what are the highlights?
So we set out on this drill campaign, 5,000 metres diamond core. We estimated we'd drill up to 15 holes. We had two primary objectives. First of all, we wanted to confirm that our ground covers a copper mineralising system. That's obviously a big step, because that would give us evidence that we are actually looking in the right place. Secondly, we wanted to prove that the ground that we have has the trap sites where this copper mineralisation, as it passed through the region in these superheated fluids, could have caught and accumulated in what we hope will prove to be commercial deposits. Well, on both counts, within our first at our first target, we've met both objectives. So this has gone far ahead of our expectations. We've now proven that we have a copper mineralizing system running through our ground. And we've also proven that the trap sites are functioning trap sites. Now, we've done a lot of other work, which has highlighted other high priority target areas for us, where we're aware of other trap sites. And with the geophysics data that we have, and the fact that the drill data has come in confirming that our interpretation of the geophysics looks like it's accurate, we've got a very very confident model and mapping system that we can now pursue as we look to unlock what we hope will prove to be a major copper producing province.
And presumably one of the difficulties you have is describing actually having a major system, whereas most people just have a little bit here and there and have to sort of ramp it up a bit.
Well, this is exactly it. I mean, if I look at other plays within the Kalahari Copperbelt, where they've got in Botswana, where, you know, there are some companies who've done very well and they've attracted in JV partners on quite significant terms, they've got a fraction of the ground that we have available to us. I mean, this, to all intents and purposes, was something of a virgin area, because the historic view of the Copperbelt was that the Copperbelt extended to the north of our ground before heading southwest into Botswana. Well, our team had a different view. We believed that actually the Copperbelt took a dogleg south immediately of the town of Hanzi, and then continued west before heading southwest. So in other words, going right through our ground. It looks like we've now confirmed that theory. And it opens up the door to us creating, if we're able to discover some commercial intersections now, some decent widths and decent grades, we have an enormous project on our hands. We've got 6,800 square kilometres of what really does look like prime real estate in the Kalahari Copperbelt. We have Rio Tinto immediately to our west in Namibia, and up to the north and east, we've got Sandfire Resources and MMG, who recently acquired their ground for $1.8 billion. So, yeah, we've got a very, very big project here on our hands that's now, as I said earlier, escalated up the value chain. It's moved from being a conceptual greenfield project now to something much more tangible, with an entire copper mineralizing system for us to pursue.
And just finally, I mean, who does the credit go to for this discovery? Is this repeatable in other places?
Yeah, it absolutely is repeatable. And I think the credit goes to all of our team. This has been a full team effort. Dave Catterall has been the catalyst for all of this, and it's his guidance and his vision and his experience that's really helped lead our team towards this point. But if I look at the geophysics work that Hillary and Jeremy have worked on, that's contributed an enormous amount to unlocking our understanding of of this area. Our team on the ground, with the work that they've done with the sampling and all the other sort of the work that they've done in the field, the mapping and the preparations for the drilling, it has been an all-round team effort, but it really has been Dave's 20 years experience on the Copper Belt that's helped unlock this for us. And it's very, very exciting. The rest of this drill campaign into the rest of this year could be transformational for our business, Zach.
Well, we look forward to that. In the meantime, Ben Turney, CEO at Kavango, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.